It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
You know what's a fantastic motivator for men? Shame. I'm telling you now, it works. Shame. If I'm around my house and someone was getting fat and all of us were to go, "You're a fat fuck. What are you eating that for?" I guarantee they'd train. Shame works with men. And you talk about this, and this is the reason I promote brotherhood. The reason I am the man I am is not just because I'm so fantastic. It's because I, even now, to this day, live with six men. I live with my fight coach. I live with my brother. I live with some of my old friends I've had for 20 years. We live in this big-ass compound, this huge house. If I wake up and my brother's been training an hour and a half, I feel so annoyed and angry and guilty that I have to go and beat him now. So that competitiveness keeps us constantly at edge. People say me and Tristan are best friends and our brotherhood is fantastic, but it is based on competitiveness. But we don't compete against each other. We compete to prove to each other we're a good teammate in the battle against the Matrix. Well, you have to understand that there's enough outside enemies. You have to put your ego aside and say, look, there's enough people who already want me dead. We're the same blood. Can't we at least unite against all the people who want me dead? I want you. I'm in competition with you, Tristan. I want you. I want to beat you to prove to you I'm a fantastic teammate to you. As opposed to, I want to beat you because I don't like you. And it's a different mentality. And we'll sit there, and my brother and I are in constant, endless competition, but it keeps us sharp. So masculine competition is super important, which is why it's the third thing I teach, which is brotherhood. You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. If you find some guys who have their game right, your game's going to get straight. It's as simple as that. And I think if you take any man on the planet in any situation, in any scenario, and you tell him to become as strong as possible because of all the lessons he's going to learn, become as rich as possible because of all the lessons he's going to learn, plus obviously being strong and rich are benefits, plus find a network of brotherhood of men who are accountable to themselves and by extension accountable to you. If you're accountable to yourself as a man, you're also accountable for your friends. I don't want loser friends. I don't want dickhead friends. If I had a guy I really liked and he started being a dickhead, I'd try very hard to fix him. And if I couldn't fix him, I wouldn't be his friend anymore. I'd say, stop that. We don't do that. Why are you doing that? What are you crying about again? Why are you acting that way? Come on, let's go train.
I don't want to train.
But we always train. Come on, let's go. And then after a while, I'd be like, he doesn't train anymore. Get him out. Bye. Go get eaten by wolves. That's the unfortunate reality of the world, because I'm the sum of the five people I spend the most time with. I don't want to wake up one day feeling terrible and going, but he's missing the day and I might miss the day. His poison will get in my brain. I have to resist it. So if you get a brotherhood, masculine brotherhood, and you're accountable for yourself and for them, you're going to be able to do nearly anything.
People will shield laziness with anything. No one wants to admit they're lazy. So they'll shield it with disbelief. That's a scam. Or, I don't work hard, I work smart. Bollocks. More cover. For just anything it takes to say, I don't want to work.
Do you believe in that? Work smart or not harder?
I believe in both.
Yeah.
But there's a time when it comes to work smart. And most people are trying to do the smart work before they do the hard work. It's kind of like talent, right? You don't notice if you're talented at something until all the hard work's done.
Yep.
I could be the most talented tennis player in the world, but I don't play tennis. So if I go down the tennis court, Joe Schmo is going to smoke me. I don't get to see my talent until I've worked so hard that I'm in the top 1%, and now I'm beating them because I have some God-given gift.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You have to do the hard work first. If there's no hard work, there's no smart work. So someone's going to sit there and go, I work smart, I don't work hard, so I only have to work an hour a day. If working smart gets you a lot done in an hour a day, then you should work smart for 12 hours a day and get 12 times the work done. I am absolutely and utterly a believer in hard work. I'm a proponent of hard work. I have all this money and all I do is work. My entire life is work. This podcast is work. I'm getting in the car and going to another meeting. Work. I'm going to fuck a bitch. That's work. She's going to be on my arm at the fucking Cannes at the film festival. That's more credibility. I consider it work to fuck her. That's work. I want to go to the gym so I'm in good shape. Work. It's all work. My entire life is work. And people don't want to look at life that way. They want to talk about work-life balance and being lazy and all this crap. I don't believe in any of that. I believe in if you want to win, you have to outcompete the man who's prepared to do nothing but work. It's player versus player. If you're going to sit there and go, I don't want to work more than an hour a day, well, the guy who does want to work more than an hour a day is going to beat you. And no matter how smart you are, there's always a smart dude who's doing the same smart work you are for more hours than you're doing it. That's just the nature of the game.
And we talked earlier about speed. Most people go that, you know, it's only 2 weeks. It's only a week. It's only a week. The people who say it's only a week are the people who are broke.
They don't value time.
That's the reason you're all poor, because you say it's only a week. So, oh, it's tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it later. It's only an hour. It's only a day. It's only a minute. You are competing against people like me. You do not waste a second.
Being a normal man or an average Joe is always going to suck. The only way to have a good life as a man is to be exceptional in some fields. Here is how you do it.
Yeah.
You need to work your ass off. They delete you. They want men to stay depressed, semi-depressed, miserable, paying the taxes, just rich enough to pay tax, too broke to do anything else.
Yeah.
That's what they want. That's what they want you. So they don't care about men's mental health either. They don't care how many men kill themselves. They don't give a shit.
This is why I talk about the Matrix. People say, why do you talk about the Matrix all the time? And I say there are people who are living right now in a computer-controlled, the computer-generated reality. If you believe everything you're watching on the news, you are believing a complete false version of reality. And the idea of that reality is to keep your brain occupied enough so that you'll continue to do a shit job for shit wages and pay your taxes until you die. That's exactly that's the plot of the Matrix movie. They are abusing your body and controlling your mind so that your body will sit there and do what they need it to do until you're no longer useful anymore. And that's exactly what's happening. And another question I get is people ask me why I'm so interested in this fight against the Matrix. And I try and explain to people that I believe this fight cannot be avoided. I think you're either combating the Matrix and fighting against the garbage they're telling you, or you're believing it. And if you believe it, then you end up fighting against yourself. You end up fighting against your own mind. You can't avoid the battle. If you're a full-grown man and you believe everything that's on the news, you're going to end up fucking semi-depressed, divorced, miserable, broke. Like, your life's shit anyway. There's no way to escape this fight. You're either buying their crap and fighting against your mind, or you're fighting against their crap. There's no other way to do it.
I've never met somebody with a fantastic life who did not completely and utterly believe in themselves. I've never seen somebody massively succeed and they didn't believe in themselves. Ever. I've never seen somebody who just allows life to happen to them and become blown off course by some sadness end up doing massively monumental and important things. I've never seen it. And if she leaves me afterwards, let's say she just likes to leave men, I don't care. Yeah. I'm still working. You're still crying. You can't possibly ever beat me. I'll continue to beat you into eternity, as will my bloodline. You will sit and pay the price for the rest of your human years. Even your ancestors above you are disappointed in you, and your offspring for the rest of your lineage will look up and say, my great-great-great-grandfather was a loser because broke his heart, and now we've been broke ever since.
Yeah.
Chess and fighting are remarkably similar.
Very. You have to know what your next move is going to be countering his next move.
And there's no luck. If you lose, you made a mistake. There's no such thing as a lucky punch. If I'm losing a fight, or if I'm beating some guy up, and he hits me with one shot and knocks me out, and people go, that's a lucky punch. He's trained his whole life to punch people in the face, and he punched me in the face. You call that lucky? I call that good. I think it was a very good punch. Excellent. Probably his best punch of his career. No such thing as lucky punches. Same thing with chess. If
you
lose,
you left your guard down.
Absolutely. It's my fault. Same thing with chess. Brutal self-accountability. If you lose, you made a mistake somewhere. How do you learn that? You have to go back, reflect. You have to watch the game back, play the game back. Where did I make the mistake? You don't blame your opponent. You blame yourself always in chess. It's self-accountability. So when I stopped playing professional chess, I decided to move over to fighting because they're very similar. It's one-on-one. It's not a team sport. So that's why I chose to fight. But I never considered fighting fun. I never took it as, ha, 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 this is fun. I was out to hurt people. For real.
Firstly, let me tell you something about myself and most rich people. We don't own anything. I don't own anything. I don't own anything. There may be a trust fund in Ecuador that owns a company in Singapore that might own a yacht that I could borrow, for example. But I don't own shit. So that's the first thing. The second thing, you have all these different jurisdictions around the world. It's extremely complicated. How are you going to tax a rich guy? He has houses here, houses there, company here, company there, all the companies making a loss. Does Starbucks pay tax? No, Starbucks supposedly doesn't make money. Supposedly Uber's never made profit. An app on the phone with millions of cars around the world and people working endless hours for them and them getting a cut of it to run an app. Supposedly they never made profit, never paid a penny tax. Funny how that works. You can't tax the rich. It's too complicated. You can't tax the rich. It doesn't work. All you're going to do is just drive them into other countries. If England right now today were to announce a huge tax on the rich people would just go, oh, cool. I'll base my company out of Belize. Two pieces of paper. Fuck you.
We don't really learn lessons unless they're learned the hard way.
Yeah.
I believe that unless a lesson has taught the hard way, you're not going to learn it. You can have so many near misses and people won't learn their lesson. Bro, you must know a guy who goes out there, nearly crashes his car, nearly crashes his car, nearly crashes his car, doesn't slow his ass down till he wrecks it.
Yeah.
Like, this is how people are, right? So you need that pain for the lesson to sting enough to really genuinely go inside of your mind. And it's the same with everything. It's the same with driving a car or business. Truthfully, if you want to learn a lesson about business, you're going to have to suffer at some point, right? Mm. So we always say that most people are not successful with their first companies, X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. I get that. The truth is, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money with their first company, but they just spunk it, act an idiot, and it all blows up in their face. And that's how you get the discipline on your fourth company that when you have $3 million in the bank, you just leave it there. You know, and don't be dumb with it. So you need to go through some pain. You need to experience some negative things. You need to have to a degree some trauma to really even learn any lessons. So yeah, business studies, you're right. The book, that's not going to teach you anything about business. You need to get out there on the streets. You need to make mistakes. You need to suffer. You need to have the tax man knocking at your door. You got to deal with all that stuff so that you make sure it doesn't happen again. I really think that humans are stupid enough to only learn the hard way. That's kind of how it works.
The problem with owning something is that it can be taken from you. So let's look at it the American way. In America, litigation is a big problem. Everyone gets sued all the time. So you don't want to own anything, because if you get sued, then you're going to have to pay that debt and you might have to sell your assets to pay that debt.
Not if it's in a company though, if it's in a limited company.
Correct. This is the point. So yeah. People don't own anything themselves.
Okay, so they only feel their company.
It's a limited company owns it, yeah, a trust
yeah,
owns
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at the Panama Papers.
Yeah.
Look at it. And then it gets really complicated. And this is what I'm saying, where the average Joe Schmo at home has no idea
exactly
how this stuff
yeah,
works.
Yeah.
Because let's look at Nike, for example. Nike doesn't pay any tax. Why does Nike not pay tax? Well, I'll give you a very simple version. They have two companies, one set up in Belize with a 1% tax rate, one set up in Europe. The one set up in Europe sells Nike trainers, pays all the staff, pays the stores, sells all the shoes, makes all the money, blah, 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 makes millions and millions and millions in profit. The one in Belize owns the trademark. So after 100 million, 200 million, whatever it is, comes into the European company, European company has a debt to Belize to use the trademark of all the profit. Yeah. Isn't that coincidental?
Yeah, right.
That goes to Belize. Then Belize government comes along and goes, give us 1%. Nothing. Boom, boom, done. Tax paid. It's all a scam. It's all a lie. It's all a scam. The person who get fucked, it's always the same. It's the guy in the middle.
Yeah.
The guy in the middle is going to get wrecked. It makes me laugh when they talk about, we're going to increase taxes, da da da. When they talk about increases taxes, they're not trying to chase down the billionaire on his yacht, because they can't. They're trying to chase down the guy with an address who can't move, can't leave. He has a mortgage debt, two kids and a dog, living somewhere in Sunderland, and he's stuck there. I walk in a gas station, put a mask on. No. I won't serve you. Okay, is the gas free? Because I filled up. So you're gonna take my money or I'm gonna have free gas? No, you have to pay. Well, then fucking serve me, dummy. Yeah. Put a mask on. No. It's just some stupid insane. In the end, they take my money. It was a big waste of everybody's time. And I'd say to them, bro, you're earning 700 pounds a month working for a corporation that wouldn't give a fuck about you if you got stage 5 cancer. Why do you care? Mm. If I worked in BP and someone walked into my gas station and decided to start a fire in the corner and barbecue some sausages, I wouldn't give up. I'd be like, please stop, bro. Whatever. Like, why do these people, they're so fervently passionate about the rules of the BP station?
But do
like,
we need people?
You're a fucking slave in your mind.
Do we need slaves, though? Because
yes,
obviously we need people to work and do those jobs that obviously the free people can't do.
And this is the full circle realization when you get to the point where, as frustrating as it was, you need this slave class of people who buy bullshit so that I don't have to do bullshit stuff, which is great. Mm. But usually the bullshit people can't tell me what to do. It's only during COVID they were allowed, and now that's all over. They can't tell me what to do anymore, so it's fine. But if you're and not everybody's mind can be free, because in society it would break down. But of course, some people's minds are designed for freedom and some people's aren't. But it's amazing when you're talking to the slave mind, trying to get through to them. You have two choices. Either you understand what's happening in the world today and you're on the side of good and you're fighting against the Matrix, or you've accepted all the Matrix programming to pretend that there is no battle, and then by extension, you're going to end up fighting against your own mind.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in a fight either way. Your mind's either right and you're fighting externally against the enemy, or you've accepted the Matrix programming and you're sitting there fighting against your own depression, your own anxiety, fighting against your own struggles inside of yourself. You're going to fight anyway. There is no way to avoid this. So you have to make a decision. Do you want to have control of your own mind and control of yourself and fight for God and fight on the side of good against evil? Or do you want to accept the evil programming, fall down a hole of degeneracy, and fight against yourself and self-destruct and implode?
That's your choice to make. But I think the intelligent choice is to fight against.
Well said.
To fight against.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But also, you know, life teaches you a lot. And I think a lot of people are not very self-reflective of their own lives. I don't think you can read a book and that's great. But I think if you're living an interesting life, if you were to take half an hour a day to actually sit and go, okay, what good has happened to me today? And what bad has happened to me today? Why have those things happened? And how can I prevent them from happening again? Most people, don't, that kind of crap doesn't even cross their minds. Like every day, I will sit at the end of the day and go, what bad has happened to me? How did that happen? Did I get caught slipping on the, was I on the street and some guys come up to me and I was, it could have been a dangerous situation. Like, how could I genuinely have improved my reality? And you can self-reflect and teach yourself everything.
But that's total ownership of your life, isn't it?
But you have to have.
A lot of people don't.
You have to have ownership of everything good that's ever happened to you and everything bad that's ever happened to you. I have complete ownership for the fact that I was canceled. I don't sit there and go, oh, they're lying about me. Yes, they're lying, but I still own it completely. They're lying about me and they're talking shit, but I own it and I took responsibility for it and I sat there and I took absolute accountability and I thought, okay, how can I turn this in my favor? And I beat them. If I'm walking down the street and it starts to rain, I take responsibility for that. I didn't have to be in rainy London. I could have been somewhere else. I could have brought an umbrella, could have took a car. I'm responsible for getting wet in the rain. And there's people out here who just don't take any responsibility for their own actions, let alone the weather. If you take complete self-accountability and you self-reflect, you can learn a whole bunch about
life.
But
could you not just say that it's raining, this is unfortunate?
No, but that's what losers do. It's raining, I'm unlucky.
But
that's what they'll say. I got wet because it rained, not my fault. Whereas I'll say, I got wet because I did not prepare for the rain.
As the world gets more messed up, which it is, people are gonna learn some very abrasive, harsh lessons. And sometimes when you've gone through a very harsh lesson, to be given a solution which isn't harsh, you're not gonna believe it. To be given a harsh solution makes you feel like, okay, this guy knows exactly what he's talking about. As a man, your life is supposed to be shit. My argument to this is people go, oh, I don't feel good. I say, good. Your life as a man is going to be terrible the entire time. Who told you at any point, I don't know what the Bible says. I haven't read it cover to cover like I've read the Quran, but I don't think the Bible says you're supposed to be happy all of the time.
I think follow your passion is also a terrible piece of advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. People say, hey man, you need to find what you're passionate about and do that. And what they're trying to say is only do what you like because you have no motivation to do anything else. And motivation in and of itself is a scam. I don't believe in motivation. I believe in discipline. I am not motivated to do the things I'm supposed to do every day. I don't wake up full of like joy that I have to go to the gym or that I have to work or got to deal with crap. I don't feel motivated to do them. I'm disciplined. I do them regardless of how I feel. Whether I'm in the mood to do it or I'm not in the mood to do it, it gets done. That's discipline. Discipline's a real thing. Motivation is fleeting.
Yeah.
You're never going to be permanently motivated. So when someone comes along and says, oh, do what you're passionate about, what they're saying is you'll have endless motivation and then you'll be able to try hard. If you're the kind of person who can only try hard at something he enjoys, then you're going to fail because most things you enjoy don't pay any money. If they paid money, you wouldn't enjoy them. It's called a job, right? Nobody likes their job. You like your hobby. I'm sure you like playing video games. Maybe 1%, not 0.1% can make money from video games, right? Most people, you ain't ever gonna make it.
Yeah.
Do you think the guy in China who owns a concrete plant is passionate about concrete? Do you think he's sitting there stroking it at night, naked in bed? Fuck no, it's money. Be passionate about success. If you're passionate about money, then you can be passionate about anything. I'll be passionate about any business on earth that pays me. If you pay me $1 billion to dig that hole, I'll be very passionate about that hole. I will dig that hole with passion for the cash.
Yeah, because you know the cash.
For the money.
Yeah.
That's right. So when people come along and say, oh, you need to find something you're passionate about, follow your passion. Bro, you're going to follow your passion to the fucking food bank. You're never going to make any money that way. You have to sit there and go, what is going to pay me?
It's not about detaching yourself from your emotions. I feel every single emotion. It's just about using them all in a positive direction.
Yeah.
If I feel extremely happy and excited, I'm going to use that as motivation or energy to do amazing things and do good and work hard. If I feel absolutely depressed and distraught, I'm going to use that as endless energy and motivation to do amazing things and work hard. It doesn't matter what you give me. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted and transferred. It doesn't matter what fuel you give me. If you give me diesel, petrol, kerosene, vodka, it doesn't matter what you put inside of my engine.
Hard work is going to come out.
Absolutely. Success. That's all I know how to do.
Yeah.
That's all I know how to do. It doesn't matter what fuel you put in my engine. My engine only knows how to do one thing, and that is succeed. That's all I know how to do.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you feed me with. I'm going to be massively successful regardless.
When I was broke, when I was on a council estate in Luton, I thought everyone was poor. And now that I have money, it kind of feels like everyone's rich.
Mm-hmm.
I go to buy a plane and they're like, no, I'm sold out. I thought, you fucking sold out of planes? I go to buy a Bugatti and they're like, sold out. I'm like, all the shit's
gone. Who are these people?
Yeah, everyone's bought everything.
Like, yeah.
And it's crazy how many people out there have such ridiculous sums of money, truly ridiculous sums of money. There are so many rich people in the world, and it's kind of like your reality is based on it's the Matrix, right? If you're broke, everyone's broke. If you're rich, everyone's rich. And a lot of people have this separation. I was lucky to live in both worlds, but a lot of people have this separation.
Yeah.
So
I've had this conversation with a bunch of people, and my basic premise is that I refuse to believe in things that take power away from me. If you are in a haunted house and you believe in ghosts, you're scared of the haunted house. If you're in a haunted house and you don't believe in ghosts, you're just in a house and you don't care. So I don't like the idea when someone explains to me the idea of one day waking up and being miserable and not wanting to live anymore, and it's nothing to do with my circumstances and I have no power over it, and no matter how good my life is, I'm still going to feel terrible and I'm going to want to die. That's not an idea I subscribe to. That's not a reality I'm ever going to want
for myself. But that's a reactive depression, isn't it? You can be reactive depressed for the day, for example,
feeling
for a while.
Feeling,
or even chronically. You know?
Feeling depressed is real.
Yeah.
Depression as a disease, I do not subscribe to. The idea, I believe, that if you feel depressed, something is depressing you and you should try your best to fix it. You should take control of your life and do your best to fix it. The idea, but they don't say that. They don't talk that. They say depression like it's this magic thing that comes out the sky and it gets in your brain. You're sad no matter what. And there's nothing you can do about it. And you need to only take pills. And I think that's a very bad way to look at the world. And that's a bad idea to subscribe to. And if you start to feel depressed, let's say your girl leaves you and you start to feel depressed, but you believe in the idea of depression, you're now going to start diagnosing yourself as clinically depressed, self-hypnosing yourself into hypnotizing yourself into being clinically depressed. And it's amazing how you can speak things into existence. I cannot become depressed because I don't believe in it.
I think we're here to struggle and to learn. I don't think we're here to be happy. That's why when we keep going back to the happy argument, I've always found that kind of frustrating and annoying. Yeah. When someone goes, oh, but I want to be happy. Why? Why? Why do you want to sit there and laugh? Like you were happy your entire childhood. That's your happy days. You're allowed to be happy as a kid. It's all over now, right? You're a man. You have responsibilities. I think we're here to do important.
Provide, protect,
and we're also here to do important things. And important things are going to be difficult, and they're going to be hard, and you're going to get frustrated. But that's what gives you purpose. Yeah. I don't see anyone who's chasing happiness. I think that's a very feminine frame. I understand why some women just want to be happy. I think I don't know how it feels to be a girl, because I'm not one. But in my experience, I know women who just want to be happy.
Yeah.
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Fine. You're a man, right? And if you're a man, then it's absolutely not a different experience of life. I think we're here to struggle. I think we're here to endure pain.
Yeah.
I think we're here to just see how hard we are to kill. I think that going through terrible things and living through them and coming out the other side is one of the most fantastic things about being human. I think that it's almost like once you understand what life is really about, there's no emotion which isn't enjoyable. The only emotional state which can be seen as detrimental is feeling nothing at all. But if you're sitting at home and you're feeling truly heartbroken, at least you're feeling something, right? And I think that's the whole part of being human. I think we're here to struggle. I think we're here to go through pain. I wake up each day and go, what can I attack? What problem can I solve? And look at history. Why did Genghis Khan wake up and want to conquer the whole world? Why did Napoleon conquer the world? Why did Alexander the Great conquer the world? You just wake up and just say, give me this. I want all of it. I need to, there's an army there. They're really big. We're better. It's intrinsic.
Yeah.
You need to go and conquer. That's the purpose of life.
I think the world is a violent place. I think there's violence all around us. I think that I view the world in a violent way.
And I don't mean that in a negative context. I say a lot of things and people take them as negative, but I see them as positive, right? Mm. Like I say I'm an angry person and people imagine me to be like unhappy. Yeah. I'm super happy, but I'm angry. Angry is motivating to me. You can't sleep if you're angry, so you better work, right? So I'm an angry guy, but I'm a happy guy. And I see the world as a violent place. I've always seen it as a violent place. If most people look at a tree, they see a beautiful tree, right? If I look at a big, strong, beautiful tree, I think he must have fucked up every other little sapling around him. He took all the water, took all the nutrients. He destroyed them all. There was once 20 trees and all 19 are dead. And they got one tree left. The big G. Top G tree.
Oh, not one.
Top tree. Take. That's it. That's violence. Violence got him there. Right? He destroyed his enemy. That's how he got to the top. You see a beautiful tree. I see violence. You understand? Yeah. And that's the true nature of the universe. You have to learn that you have to take things from other people. And by taking it, I'm not saying go rob a bank. I'm not saying that. I'm saying completely the opposite. You can be a philanthropist. I'm taking money from everyone inside of HU, but I'm changing their lives. It's a good thing. You can take money in a positive way. Most people don't look at life that way. And when you look at life that way, you need to start identifying. One of the things we teach inside of HU is to identify every single time your money is taken from you.
The only thing I will say I don't like about being banned is that you get three lives when you attack powerful people. They first ban you and try and shut you up. Secondly, they'll put you in jail for something you didn't do. And thirdly, they'll kill you. So I've used my first life, which is kind of upsetting. When you know that next is going to be some false charges.
The two worst ones.
Yeah, and if you survive the false charges, you just die.
Jesus.
So that's kind of upsetting. I like to think the people at home know if I ever ended up in a jail cell and the media started printing why, that they'd know it's a pure lie. They made it up.
Yeah.
But that's kind of scary. Outside of that, the ban in and of itself has not... I don't care, bro. It's made no difference to my life.
You need to get a piece of paper or understand on a scale of 1 to 10 and say, how stressed do I want to be? How much pressure do I want to feel like I'm under? How much can I take? And be honest with yourself. I wanted this life. This is exactly what I want. It makes me happy. But there's a whole bunch of people who would not be happy in my position just because of the amount of pressure they're under. Mm. In my last cancellation, we had press trying to find my mother, family members doxed. My last 20 ex-girlfriends called and offered a bribe, effectively £100,000 to do a negative story on me. None of them turned. Bank accounts frozen, travel bans, all my social media is deleted, all over the news, national news, I'm evil, press releases in the schools saying that I'm bad for young men and I'm misogynistic. Like, most people are not prepared for that level of pressure. Mm. I slept fine. Mm. Most people would be like, whoa, there are death threats. Mm. Like, most people can't handle that. I can handle it fine. Most can't. You have to decide what you want to deal with. So when you're setting your expectations, it shouldn't just be about how much money you want to make. It's truly about how stressed and how much pressure do I want to be under. I actually enjoy it. I'm a warrior. I'd be bored in the other way. Mm. I want people coming for me. Mm. That's what I want. But if you don't want that, then don't build a life that does that.
I think if I were to talk to Tyson or Tyson were to talk to anybody, he'd say the same thing. He'd say, look, end of the day, even if you're struggling, it's you that's going to have to get up and get the work done and change your life. I think that a lot of the help, which is being purported now by the system, by the Matrix, isn't designed to help. I think it's designed to keep people in this state of depression, because when you're depressed, you're submissive. You don't care about what happens to you if you're depressed. Depressed people aren't going to riot against a new law or against COVID tyranny because they're depressed. They're too busy. They're at home and they're sad. Mm. I think that keeping everybody in a degree of semi-neutered depression, semi-sad, is good for their ability to control all of us. So when they go on the TV and say, you're depressed, it's a disease, you can't fix it, there's nothing you can do about it, it's not your fault, I think they're just trying to reinforce in your mind that you're never gonna get better. I think if they really cared, they'd say, like Tyson Fury says, you're depressed, but you can beat this. You can do this. I don't hear them saying that very often. They just sit there and say, everyone's depressed and it's normal. Accept it. And I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I don't think people should sit there and accept that they're sad. Change it. They think only you can change it. That's what I believe.
God created us to learn and understand ourselves and understand other people and understand the world. And what did I say earlier? I said that you don't learn a lesson or you don't appreciate something
without pain.
Mm. So you have to struggle to learn anything. Mm. There's only two ways to learn things, the hard way or the harder way. If you're smart, you can learn the hard way. But in my experience, 99% of the planet only learn the hardest possible way. If the lesson's even 85% effective, they'll make the same mistake. It's only when they completely decimate and destroy an element of their life do they sit there and go, oh, oops, now I get it.
No.
That's how it goes.
If you start with a good team, you're going to make it. That's really true. Brotherhood in and of itself is so valuable. If you sit around with 20 people and none of them are lazy and none of them are snakes, you're going to be fine. So You need to have people you can you know, give work. This guy's in charge of this thing. That guy's in charge of this
delegate
thing.
Delegate people, different roles, different
absolutely,
tasks.
Absolutely. You got to have a team. You got to have a network. And my network is so strong. That's one of the big advantages I have. I have people around me who I can genuinely, seriously trust.
I don't regret absolutely anything. I don't operate in that frame. I think that it's still people, a lot of people think that this is the end of me and they don't understand this is absolutely not just the beginning. My only concern now is becoming too big. That's my concern. I'm worried about becoming too influential, too big.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.